Garrett Lofto, President and CEO of the J.R. Simplot Company.
Garrett, thanks for taking time to join us here at the Potato Expo. I was real curious. I know you've been with Simplot for a really long time. You've just transitioned into the CEO position. What's a Potato Expo experience like for a CEO of a company like Simplot?
Actually, it's been amazing to be a part of this. So we have a lot of different businesses here represented within Simplot, and to see all the customer interactions and the relationships we have across many diverse platforms has been exciting to see. I think this is where the potato industry collects, and so there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of relationships in the room, and it's been great to actually establish some of those from my perspective.
So lots of people probably recognize you because you've been with the company for a while, but, you know, are there anything you've had to explain in your transition in these meetings or any adjustments you've had to make during this round of the Potato Expo experience?
I think the biggest thing that people want to know, Kara, is really where's the direction of the company heading? Anytime you have any kind of leadership change, there's always that question. And our company operates at the intersection of agriculture, science, and technology, and we're going to continue with that. I think there's a couple things that we're really going to be focusing on moving forward. Personally, for me, something that's very important is servant leadership. So really what leaders in our company should be doing every day is taking down barriers for our employee base. And so that way we can get things done and basically solve problems and be relevant to our customers and the consumer. So we're continuing to focus on that. We also want to actually leverage the knowledge and capabilities of the organization. So we're a global business. We do, you know, we're in dozens of countries. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, the capabilities of our employees are fantastic. And if we can link them all together to solve common problems, I think we become more valuable to our customer base. And we're going to be working a lot on that.
More specifically, do you have shorter term, longer term timelines on any of those goals?
You know, I think that's a journey that's continuous. It's a part of a cultural journey, and that sometimes takes a little bit longer, but I think we do have some quick wins. So there's a lot of opportunity when it comes to the research and basically scientific side of things and pooling all of our information together that allows us to look at common problems, for instance, around the potato and trying to solve problems for our customers, our growers, our suppliers. And so we'll be looking for some short-term wins on that, but then we'll also be looking at some broader scope, longer looking, you know, from an innovative perspective, things that our company can offer, I'm going to say agriculture and the food system.
What's the demand for the frozen product? What do consumers want?
I think really what we've been seeing, and it's global demand has been growing when it comes to frozen potatoes, frozen products. I think we start looking at differentiation in the marketplace of the products that are being offered, and I think there's a lot of demand that's in the marketplace for that, and we'll continue to see it. Our projections show that will continue for years to come, and so we're building capacity that allows us to meet that demand.
How does Simplot navigate trade challenges in moving frozen potato products?
You know, trade challenges, they seem to be top of mind right now for all industries. And so we spend a lot of time trying to understand the impacts of any potential trade issues that come to mind. We utilize our industry associations that we're members of a lot, and they represent us very well. And so we continue to monitor that, as well as having our employees very engaged as well.
There's a lot happening on the trade front in agriculture in general, but is there one particular discussion or relationship that impacts the Simplot in particular, like the U.S.-China or U.S.-Mexico? I know that's a really broad question because you guys do more than just potatoes.
Yeah, when it comes to our organization, we're being impacted on many fronts. Obviously, when it comes down to it, it comes down to the health of the grower in many cases, because we have a relationship on a selling side as well as on a procurement side, or I should say a raw material supply side with the grower, and the health of the American farmer, the health of the North American farmer, the health of growers around the world are very important to us. Anytime trade limits the health of the grower, then, or trade disruptions, then that's a concern to us. And so we're always trying to work with that. And so the more we can actually have those barriers taken down, believing in a free system, the more we believe that the growers that we're doing business with, or our customers, can compete on a global basis. So we're always interested in making sure we understand that aspect of it and what we can do to help that.
It's more expensive to send in frozen products like to Mexico, right?
It can be at times, yes. There can be barriers that ultimately surface, and you've got to work through that because ultimately our customers expect us to meet that demand, and we work very hard. Our people work very hard to try and do that as efficiently as possible, but sometimes trade barriers do create a lot of problems around that.
Where do you see frozen export expansion in the next 5 years?
It's global is really where we're seeing a lot of demand growth. So you can talk Southeast Asia, you can talk, you know, ultimately China, you can look at South America. We believe that there's opportunities in India as well. So when you look at it, not just in North America, we see demand growth taking place really globally and worldwide.
What do you want potato growers to know about you, the folks maybe that are growing for your business?
Well, our employee base at Simplot is extremely committed to the grower network. Ultimately, without the grower, you know, we don't survive. And so, there was a saying that's gone around the Simplot company, and it came from Mr. Simplot, we only last one day longer than the grower. And so ultimately, it's an important relationship to us because growers are they're the fabric of so much of our business, and we're growers at heart ourselves. Agriculture, we're passionate about agriculture, we're passionate about food. And so when it comes down to it, our employee base really believes in that we've got to contribute to growing a global population in terms of feeding that growing global population, and we're going to do that through bringing Earth's resources to life. And so ultimately, that all starts. We go from the mine all the way through to the plate, and the grower network really is important throughout that system.
What are growers telling you here at the Potato Expo?
I think that, 2018 brought with it a lot of opportunities, but a lot of challenges when it came to the potato world. We have a lot of acres that did not come out of the ground, and so that was very challenging, obviously. But when it comes to growers, they are optimistic. They always believe that this coming year will be a better year than the past, and I think that the obstacles that we felt in 2018, we're going to get past. We'll move forward. 2019 will be a good year. So I'm going to say it's cautiously optimistic.
I want to transition a little bit from the potato business over to Simplot as a whole. Another issue impacting our local farmers and ranchers in the Northern Plains area, Red River Valley. There is some concern of fertilizer availability for farmers in the spring. How is Simplot preparing to meet the increased demands of the area? And should we be concerned about pricing and the shortage of getting the product?
Well, when it comes to crop nutrition, ultimately now it's a global marketplace. And so the United States has become an importer more so of certain product lines. In some cases, we've been able to bring domestic production with the changes in energy cost structures. We've been able to actually build capacity in the United States and in Western Canada. Ultimately, the main issue is always around the logistical side of trying to get those products in place prior to the demand. And when it comes to the Red River Valley, that demand happens in a very short window of time. And so from a Simplot perspective, we continue to build infrastructure to be able to have that product, the products that we need in place to meet our customers' demand, and we'll continue to do that. So it's very important that we position as much product, because when season does hit, it goes out so quickly. And so we have to have that investment, and we continue to make those investments in our retail system and the Red River Valley and Simplot Grower Solutions, and as well as across our whole portfolio of nitrogen, phosphate, sulfur products. We'll continue to invest in new technologies as well that can actually be more advantageous to the grower, that can solve their problems and ultimately be more efficient for the environment as well as for our customer base.
Tell me, what's it like to transition from leading the agribusiness division to this new role of CEO? Have you had to make many adjustments?
Basically, the first thing is when it comes to the Simplot company, or the people I get to walk alongside every single day are amazing. And so that's not just inside the agribusiness division. It's across our food businesses. It's across our land and livestock businesses. It's everywhere we go. Our people are absolutely passionate and live for agriculture and food. And so that makes it very easy to have a common vision and a common feeling around that passion. When I get to go and experience some of our businesses in different countries, it's just great to see that passion that lies within our employee base. when we start looking at it, the exciting thing is now the opportunity to be able to go and actually associate and spend time with people in different areas has been really exciting for me. I love to learn, and our people have open doors all the time, and so they're very inviting. And when they're inviting, it just provides those engaging conversations that allow us to look for opportunities, and we want to bridge ourselves across the organization. And so for me, transitioning from the agribusiness division to the, you know, overseeing all of the entire company has just been one of those things I feel very fortunate and humbled by, because the people I get to walk with every day are just amazing, and I thank them for their work because they worked so hard.
What are your plans for visiting the Red River Valley next?
Actually, I've got to get there, and I've got to get there soon. So I've been traveling a lot globally. I grew up in Manitoba and have spent a lot of time in the Red River Valley, and I'm very familiar with it, growing up on a farm in that area and spending a lot of time in Manitoba, North Dakota, Minnesota, and so forth. And so I've been traveling to other parts of our company that I have not seen before, particularly around different parts in China and Australia and Argentina and so forth. And the next step is now. The next places to go are going to be that Red River Valley area, and I'm looking forward to it. So within the next month or so, I should be visiting.
So, Garrett, the announcement was made last year that you would be taking over this role, but you've officially been in the CEO seat since October. Is that correct?
September 1st is when
September
I took
1st.
Over, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, gosh, lots ahead for you. Is there anything else our local growers need to know about the Simplot business?
Well, the Simplot company is absolutely committed to continuing to be involved in agriculture and food. And so the passion and I will say the commitment that the Simplot family has is unwavering. And so our intent, we are going to continue to be a privately held company that allows us to have a lot of flexibility and invest in the long term and invest in innovative solutions for our customers and consumers, such as our plant sciences and potato investments. And so we're going to continue to do that because we believe that in order to feed a growing global population, we need to bring all types of innovation and science to the table. We'll continue to work with fact-based science, and we'll always do that. And I think it's just a commitment that we want to be the best we can be in everything we do. And that's what we have to have as a Simplot company. So when we go and do business with anybody, we don't ever, ever expect it. We want to earn that relationship. We want to earn that business. And that's something that we've got to continue. And we've got to add value. And for us, it's about staying relevant. You know, the world is changing. We don't do anything the way we used to do it. We buy differently as personal or as consumers. We transact. We communicate differently. And for us, it's always being on the leading edge and trying to stay advanced and in front of it. And so when it comes to information, when it comes to science, when it comes to data, we've got to keep on investing in our business and in our company so that we're green and growing. Because if you're not green and growing, you're ripe and dying. And that's not an option for us.